Monday and we're on the road again. Strap yourself in for this week's Country Drive. My guest tonight is Jess Davis. She's a rural reporter for ABC Ballarat. Hello.
Hi, PK.
Firstly, are you excited that Meghan Markle is expecting a baby and announced it while in Australia?
Look, I have to admit I'm a bit of a staunch Republican and anti-royal, so Ooh. It doesn't excite me. Sorry.
You're not excited about the royal baby? Jess.
I hate to admit it on air.
Oh, look, you got to be honest. Probably everyone's going to love you now and campaign for you. More Jess, because there's a lot of Republicans texting in right now. All right, let's talk about something serious. Well, Meghan Markle's baby is serious for Meghan, but serious for lots of farmers. The Federal Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, blasted Coles supermarkets over their handling of the milk levy. What did they do that had him so fired up?
Well, you might remember, PK, actually last time I did this segment, this idea of a 10-cent levy of milk was first floated, and it was floated by the Queensland Dairy Organisation. They put up an online petition that gained over 100,000 signatures, and David Littleproud, the Federal Agriculture Minister, quickly got on board, and so they really wanted this extra 10 cents to go to farmers in drought in need. Woolworths quickly came to the party. They agreed an extra 10 cents on their own branded milk. Coles was a little slow to take it up. They've only put it on their 3-litre milk, so it's an extra 30 cents on the 3-litre milk, but farmers have to apply to get the funds. So the minister today, he's come out all guns blazing and he's saying it's a half-baked policy. They never wanted the money to actually go to dairy farmers, and it was all a bit of a media stunt, and they haven't actually done what they've said they would be doing.
So how have other supermarkets handled the 10%, 10 cent, not percent, oh God, what am I talking about here, 10 cent milk levy?
The 10 cent milk levy. So, well, Woolworths, as I said, got on board. So they have it on their 1 litre, 2 litre and 3 litre milk. But Aldi, they were never going to come to the party. They said right from the outset, nah, we're not into this. And Littleproud is also just gone for them today. He said that they can go take a running jump. He also said that Aldi basically turned around and said to him, go and jam it. But they defended themselves because they're saying, well, they're accepting price increases at the farm gate. So the farmers are getting a higher price at the farm gate and that they're not passing that on to their customers, and that they would support government-led industry reform, not short-term levies that artificially alter markets and are a band-aid, which this has been criticised as, you know, a band-aid solution. It's a small amount of money for a small amount of farmers, essentially.
Yeah, well, the strong words from David Littleproud, but we'll see how this story keeps going. All right, let's move to another one, because you're working on a story about a class action against PowerCorp. The first hearing is on Wednesday. But first, can you catch us up on actually what the story's about?
Yeah, absolutely. So back in March, you might remember, bushfires ripped through southwest Victoria. Dozens of houses were lost, thousands of animals, tens of thousands of hectares of pasture and fencing. And people who were there described it as this ferocious fireball. It was just incredible winds. And the fire actually went through the night, which was quite unusual. Now, Energy Safe Victoria investigated the fires and found that there were four separate ones, and they were all started by Power Assets. And PowerCorp is the company that's responsible for those assets. So there's actually four separate class actions that have been launched, and all four of them are going to have their first hearing on Wednesday.
What can we expect at the hearing?
Well, it'll just set out an opt-out date for those who have signed up. So it'll be about 4 to 6 weeks for people to decide whether they want to continue with it. The court will hear a bit more about the Gazette fire, because PowerCorp are denying liability on that one. So they're going to be making an application to have that class action struck out entirely. They say that they've complied with tree clearance regulations, and that's the extent of their duty. One of the class actions at Terang, PowerCorp have already offered a 50% of losses payout. So there may be some people in the Terang class action that do pull out, but most people are saying that's not enough. That's not a good enough deal. We're going to go ahead with the class action.
All right, let's just move to the last story before we hit the news. An investigation into the listeria outbreak coming from rock melons has come back with findings that might surprise listeners. What was the cause of the outbreak?
Yeah, so the cause was heavy rains and a dust storm that followed it. Yeah. So the dust storm covered the farm's paddock in dust, and that significantly increased the amount of listeria on the fruit. And listeria, it's a common bacteria found in most environments. It's only when it builds up that it can cause problems. And so the report found that it wasn't actually anything to do with the farm's hygiene and sanitary procedures. In fact, they were on par or even better than most melon growing operations.
I'm kind of. I am actually really shocked by that. So it had nothing to do with safety and hygiene standards.
Nothing. No. The melons had been washed. I mean, part of the problem is that rock melons, because they have such thick skin with the sort of grains through it, it can be very hard to wash them and get the listeria out. So it's more a problem with the fruit than anything.
Yeah. Okay. So now, of course, I'm going to ask a question that I think many people want asked. Is it safe to buy rock melons again? Because it I'm is. Mad for a rock melon.
It is. And look, the industry came out very strongly. It's very similar to the strawberry industry after the needle scare, you know, that they lost millions of dollars. They've tried to campaign to get people to buy rock melons again. And they, you know, they announced this really strict food safety regulation afterwards that all farms in Australia would be really highly regulated. So, you know, this news that it was just bad luck may not, you know, be good news for the industry, because they can't promote the fact that they've increased their food safety regulations.
Yeah, because a dust storm is a dust storm. It's a natural
event,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's very complicated.
But $60 million is what the industry is estimating that they've lost since this outbreak.
And, of course, the strawberry industry, yeah, as you said, went through a similar dilemma. All right, before I let you go, is it rock melon or cantaloupe?
Rock melon.
Is it? Is it really?
Actually, I had a look. Cantaloupe is the French word. So I think if you're trying to be fancy, it's cantaloupe.
Okay, let's be fancy just for a moment. Buy some cantaloupe. See you later, Jess.
Thanks, PK.
Jess Davis is a rural reporter for ABC Ballarat, and this is RN Drive.